Judge William Conley rejected the claims of two Dane County unions that Act 10 violated the free speech rights of union workers and illegally infringed on their right to equal protection. Conley says the law doesn't prevent workers from speaking out on workplace issues. It simply allows employers not to listen to those demands. Frank Emspach, an emeritus professor of labor education at the School for Workers at UW-Madison, says the ruling sends a signal that unions shouldn't depend on the courts to protect them until they rebuild their strength in the workplace.
It really puts the ball back in the organizing court, both at the workplace and politically. The unions have to go back to a pre-1960 presence in the workplace and respect in the workplace, because that's what won them the collective bargaining in the public sector in the first place.
Meanwhile, State Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen praised the ruling as proof that Act 10 is constitutional. Parts of the law still face a challenge from two other unions in a case that's pending before the state Supreme Court. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.